A reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels are ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Now there's rather a lot going on in that passage, and rather than spend a lot of time going through all the various elements there, I thought it might be good for us to focus on that phrase that summed up Jesus' preaching as he began his ministry. The phrase that reads, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And I say that because it summarizes Jesus' ministry. If we really want to get to the nub of Christianity, we really need to get to the heart of Jesus' preaching and his teaching, and that is contained in these verses. So this is a summary of all that follows. This is a setting up of the gospel, of the message that Christ comes to bring. And so we'll spend just a few moments looking at it, because it will inform for us how we may then look at the rest of the Gospels and understand Christianity itself. So he starts, "The time is fulfilled." Now this is significant because what Jesus has come to do is to fulfill and not to replace. He's come to fulfill rather than to start again. What is being fulfilled? Well, the time is being fulfilled. But that means, of course, that all of the purposes of God that we see throughout the Old Testament are being fulfilled. All that is pointed to in the Old Testament will come to fruition. All that the Old Testament sets up with its sacrificial system, the great idea that it is the sacrifice of something sinless that may bring around forgiveness, all of that is being fulfilled because the time has come. And the time is fulfilled. So it is that Jesus reminds us at the beginning that he stands at the head of the Old Testament. I don't want you to ever get the idea that somehow Jesus simply puts all of the Old Testament to one side. Or even worse, to have some sort of idea that we have a nasty Old Testament God and a nice New Testament God in Jesus. No, Jesus, as he begins his ministry, is keen to point out that the time is fulfilled and fulfilled in him, that he fulfills, not replaces, the Old Testament, that all of it serves to help us understand who Jesus is. Point one, therefore, the time is fulfilled. And then he carries on, "And the kingdom of God is at hand." Now, we're used to thinking of kingdoms as places with boundaries and borders and rules and regulations. But of course, in the ancient world, it's more to do with who reigns. You could translate the word kingdom as "the reign of God has come." The reign of God is at hand. This is to say that the reign of God is beginning because the king has now come to be among us. Jesus, who is of the lineage of the king, of the line of King David. Remember, the time is fulfilled. Therefore, all those prophecies about another king from the line of David is also fulfilled. And this one from the line of David, this new king who will reign eternally, is none other than Christ himself. And if Christ has come to be king, those who are followers of Christ are therefore his subjects, those who come under his reign. We are those who seek to follow the lead of Christ. He is our king, not ourselves, not our own wishes, not our own desires, but rather we place our very will into the hands of another, into the hands of the King who has come, into the hands of Christ. Christ rules upon the thrones of our hearts, not ourselves, not anybody else, but Christ himself. And so how are we to respond to this news that the time is fulfilled, that the King is here? Well, we are to respond in two ways. First, we are to repent. Now, to repent is to acknowledge that you have something to repent about. It's to acknowledge that you're not perfect. To repent is to say sorry for what you have done, but it means more than that. It means a change of mind, a change of view. So to repent is to say, I turn from this way in which I have lived in the past, and I now will follow another path. I turn from following myself as king to following Christ as king. It's not simply saying sorry, it's also determining that you won't do these things again, that you will live in a new manner. Now, I know that when we repent, we still slip up from time to time, and we have the assurance of forgiveness in those times. But the key thing is that Christianity begins with a repentance and with a change of mind. We live to a different standard. We follow a different path. So the call of Christianity, these opening verses of Jesus' teachings, are radical. It's a turning away. So if we turn away from something in repenting, what are we turning towards? Repent and believe the gospel, the good news of Christ, the gospel which is the forgiveness offered through the blood of Christ upon the cross, the gospel which says that all of these Old Testament patterns of sacrifice have been fulfilled in the great sacrifice of Christ, through which we may obtain forgiveness of our sins. The gospel is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament patterns of God dwelling in the temple, and now we have God with us in Christ, Emmanuel. The good news is that in Christ, God himself reigns, that in Christ we follow one from the line of David who is the eternal King, that in Christ we have somebody who shows us the way back home and can bring us all the way back to God. So this is the core of Christianity. The time has been fulfilled. The kingdom is at hand. Christ himself is here. And so we need to turn away from all that we did in the past and follow this King instead, that we embrace the good news that we cannot work our way up to God, but rather God has come to show us the way home, that we acknowledge that we are sinful and not perfect people, and that we seek to align ourselves to live by the teaching of Christ, to live by the teaching of the Scriptures. And in all of this, we know that we have forgiveness of our sins through the blood of Christ upon the cross, the great sacrifice that fulfills all sacrifices, the once and for all sacrifice. And as we place our trust in that and that alone, then we are reconciled to God. Gospel, by the way, is simply a translation of the Greek term meaning good news. And this is good news indeed. In Christ, you have somebody who will bring you all the way back home to God.